Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for those of you that might have missed the messages earlier this month, we've talked about creation. We talked about Christians needing to look at themselves and see what they need to change. And then last week, we talked about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you missed any of these messages, you can catch up by logging into our website, which is independencebaptist.org, and checking out the audio section of that site. You'll be able to listen to all the prior broadcasts from that site, as well as some of the special services that we've had there at Independence Baptist Church. But for today, we're going to go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds as he talks about the complete salvation.
We are all totally depraved. We are all full of sin. We are all very wicked in the sight of Almighty God, and we will all continue in sin as long as possible. It is only when God touches us with His Holy Spirit and brings us into realization of our own personal sinfulness before Almighty God, and it is God that makes us see our personal sinfulness and our internal wickedness, that we come under conviction about ourselves. We are made to realize we stand before a most holy God who has no sin at all. But we see ourselves as completely full and running over with sin, and we can do absolutely nothing about it. At this point, we do not think about others. We think about ourselves and how we stand before Almighty God, the God that created us and the God that died on the cross that we might have everlasting life. It is only then that we call out to God to redeem us. We realize that there is nothing at all we can do to earn or to have salvation. It is completely up to God to save us. We are totally dependent upon Christ to redeem our unworthy soul and to save us from destroying ourselves in this earth, and then, after death, from facing the eternal destruction of eternal flames. We know we will stand before the most holy God at the judgment of all of the lost, and we are helpless to provide even the smallest excuse for our wicked behavior. This is how Zacchaeus was. This is what Zacchaeus really saw about himself. He was a wee little man who climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. The Bible says in Luke 19, verse number 8, "And Zacchaeus stood, and he said unto the Lord, he said, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham." There's no doubt that Zacchaeus was overwhelmed with joy, because now he is saved. Zacchaeus was not saved because he was baptized. Zacchaeus was not saved because he was a good man. But Zacchaeus was saved by the power of Almighty God. God touched him. God made him alive. This is the reason that he is saved. Salvation is a continuing experience. Salvation is not a one-time event. Salvation actually lasts longer than a person lives, for salvation will continue throughout all eternity. Every believer knows that this is so. This is how long I am going to be saved, because Jesus Christ has already forgiven me of all of my sins. What about you? Are you saved today? Do you have eternal life? Or do you have life until you sin? I'm afraid that that is not what Zacchaeus received. Notice about Zacchaeus that worldly wealth actually meant nothing at all to him after he was gloriously saved. Zacchaeus would willingly and tenderly obey the law by giving half of his goods to the poor. And if any person came to him telling him that he had taken something from him unlawfully, he would gladly give him four times the amount he had taken. Well, that's what the law said. That's what he was going to do. Zacchaeus became a willing participant of the law. Jesus Christ stated here that salvation had come to the house of Zacchaeus, not because Zacchaeus was giving a lot of money to the poor, not because Zacchaeus was baptized, and not because of any work that Zacchaeus had ever done. Zacchaeus was saved, according to Jesus Christ, because he was also a son of Abraham. Notice, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, verse 25 and verse 26, the Bible states, "For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Zacchaeus did exactly what Jesus expected him to do, because Zacchaeus denied himself when he came before Christ. Who would gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Think about it. Who would do that? Who would gain the whole world and lose their own soul? It is my opinion that there's many people that are doing that today to their own detriment. They are losing their own soul so they can gain things down upon this world. But remember that everything upon this earth will be destroyed. It's going to be destroyed by the very fire of Almighty God. It is not the time to gain things, because every person that has gained this whole world, or however many riches they might gain in eternity, they will have nothing at all. The only thing that we're going to have before God Almighty are those things that we've given up for the Lord. And Zacchaeus gave half of his goods to the poor. And he said, if any man comes to me and they say, "I've taken anything from any man," I'll give him four times the amount. Zacchaeus did exactly what the law said. He willingly obeyed all of the precepts of the law. This is telling me that the things of this world meant absolutely nothing to Zacchaeus. Absolutely nothing at all. He would willingly and freely give up everything because he now has eternal life. Zacchaeus now has a life that will never, ever end. And this is exactly how it is with you. This is exactly how it is with me. Salvation is the absolute best thing that we ever have. Salvation is worth more than the riches of this entire world. This is why that Peter said in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse number 38, Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." People will be saved when they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when they are baptized, because their sins are already forgiven. People are saved whenever Jesus Christ has given them eternal life. And then they go on to prove, to show to the world that they are really saved by being baptized. And then they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. A person is saved before they are baptized, not during their baptism. Salvation comes to a person whenever they repent, whenever they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not while they are under the baptismal waters. When a person is saved, they receive remission of sins. They receive the gift of the Holy Ghost whenever they are saved. Then and only then can they live for Jesus Christ. Notice this. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 3, and verse number 5 through verse 12, John the Baptist refused to baptize many of the Pharisees and Sadducees because they had absolutely no fruits of eternal life. In verse number 11, John the Baptist stated, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." You know, if baptism ever saves anybody, why in the world was Jesus Christ baptized? To be saved? Why, no. Jesus Christ gives eternal life. Jesus Christ himself said he was baptized not to be saved. Rather, Jesus Christ was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. This is the glorious truth. Salvation is a free gift that God and God alone gives to those people that come unto Christ desiring this free gift of salvation and know that they don't deserve it at all. They cannot ever work enough to deserve it. They don't earn it. There's no way that it can be given to them except by the grace, by the unmerited favor of Almighty God. This is how a person is saved. It is because salvation is a gift of God. It is not something that we earn. Salvation is not something that we deserve, but salvation has been freely given to us by Jesus Christ.
We do want to thank you for listening today, and if you have any more questions about salvation, please stop and visit with us. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestville, Missouri. We'll be there from about 10 a.m. This morning till about 6:30 this afternoon. And if you are able to stop, the worship services will actually be starting at 11 a.m. in the morning, and then we'll have additional worship services at 4:30 this afternoon. You can also log into our website at independencebaptist.org. And from that website, you'll be able to send emails to the pastor with any additional questions that you might have also. Now, for those of you that are interested in finding sermons that you can listen to, we are going to be loading about 10 sermons a month on sermonaudio.com/IBC. And those messages will be available online as well as via streaming through your mobile device. Well, our time for today has slipped away from us once again, but we do want to thank you for joining us and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.